nice to be back and dealing with the Americans with Disabilities Act. And 25 years ago, we did have, in 1992, before the law became effective, a conference on the Americans with Disabilities Act, a two-day conference, the first of its kind, sponsored by University of Texas CLE. We had over 400 people attend. And that was such a popular conference that we're here today with general employment law updates in order to broaden the subjects and keep everyone informed. Today we're going to focus on three areas: administrative developments at the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, a review of some court decisions on various ADA issues, and then a detailed analysis of transfer or reassignment as a reasonable accommodation under the ADA. Let's start with administrative developments and talk about the EEOC. If you turn to Appendix A in the materials, you will see that in fiscal year 2016, the number of disability discrimination charges increased again to over 28,000, all of them likely filed at your clients. This continues the trend of significant increases in 2015 and in prior years. If you look at Appendix B, it lists the percentages of various impairments that you find in these disability charges. The most frequent include anxiety disorder, depression, orthopedic issues, and back impairments. And if you look at Appendix C, we focused on mental and emotional conditions addressed in discrimination charges.